Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Welcome to the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today's reading was edited and adapted from Stepping Stones to Success by Horace D. Hitchcock, published in 1916. The achievement of focusing the mind on one thing at a time involves not only the energy in striving to do that one thing, but also the ability to put aside other things to make a clear channel for the desired end. The power to focus attention has been the inseparable adjunct to all achievements in business, politics, art, literature, and science. Through this power, women and men of very ordinary ability have risen from poverty to great affluence. Concentration is a stepping stone to success in any endeavor, and it is a quality of mind which may be developed positively the same way as any other mental ability. The value of concentration may be exemplified in the office of a modern business, where you have the constant tapping of keyboards, the ringing of telephones, the voices of employees, calls for interviews, and dozens of other distractions. Success depends upon our ability to concentrate on the business at hand and put aside the 101 things that constantly endeavor to prey upon our limited time. There is as much strain in resisting the non-essential in order to make room for the essential as in accomplishing the essential object in view. Many fail, not because they are not able to do the one thing well, but because they are unable to concentrate their energies on the one task, ever allowing other things to rob them of time and energy. Just as the rays of the sun may be focused on a small point by means of a lens and made to produce intense heat, it is also possible to focus the human energies on some one object, so that the resulting accomplishment will be astonishing, almost marvelous. Before concentration comes attention. In fact, concentration is continuity of attention applied to a single aim. The fundamental facts of attention began back in the age of the primitive human being. Attention is indeed primarily an animal instinct. Loud sounds, moving objects, unfamiliar things, and the like gave cause for attention in primitive women and men. They do the same today with children and animals, such attention being instinctive and involuntary. To hold one's mind in a certain channel for the purpose of giving voluntary attention or concentration requires considerable willpower, especially if the object in view is uninteresting. But persisting concentration in all things soon brings the mind into a state of wonderful efficiency, so that the trait may be developed into a habit whereby concentration of mind will be made without particular conscious effort. For example, In school, a young student may labor to concentrate their mind on learning arithmetic. But later, when that student becomes a civil engineer, nothing attracts their attention more naturally than a problem in higher mathematics. Concentration divides itself naturally into two classes, positive and negative. Positive concentration is the continued attention given to those accomplishments which reflect goodness, happiness, honest affluence. Negative concentration is the continued attention given to worry, sickness, sorrow, failure, concentrating the mind on something imaginary that may happen in the future. The person who can concentrate rightly for the things they want, whether it be money, health, love, happiness, or anything else they may desire, has at their command a master force, capable of untold possibilities. So to help you towards that end, please pay close attention to the following exercises, which, when applied systematically and earnestly, will greatly improve your faculty of concentration. Exercise number 1. Select a quiet place where you will be undisturbed. Sit down or recline. Then close your eyes. Permit the mind to wander for a couple of minutes. At the end of this time, proceed to write down on paper all the things of which you thought, taking care to get them in order as they came to your mind. Note also the number of different things of which you thought. Repeat this exercise the next day, and this time fix your mind, that is, concentrate, on exactly 2/3 of the number of things on your record of the previous day. For example, if you had thought of 12 different things when you permitted your mind to wander, concentrate on exactly 8 things the next day. This will seem difficult at first, but it will prove a fine tonic for increased power in concentration. Repeat this exercise daily for a week, then note the improvement. Keep cutting the number down until you can concentrate on one thing for a full minute. Exercise number 2. Select a quiet place as before. Permit one idea to enter your mind and proceed to concentrate all thought on that one thing for about 5 minutes. For instance, bring to mind a book. Think of its shape, the color of the binding. How many pages are there? About how much would it weigh? Did you like the book? If so, why? If not, why not? Always confine all thought to the object in hand. Repeat this exercise daily for a week, then note the improvement in your concentrating power. Exercise number 3. Stand alone in the middle of a room. Bring to mind 6 or 7 different things you would like to do. Then, as the 7th idea comes to mind, decide at once what you will do and proceed to do it. Don't think back over the ideas passed in mind, as this only cultivates the quality of indecision. Make your decision in this simple exercise quickly, then concentrate on that one thing until it is finished. Repeat daily for a week or 10 days, then note the improvement. Exercise number 4. Decide to take a half hour's walk. Plan the way in advance and write every detail down on paper. Plan, if possible, a roundabout and unordinary way. Then start out and follow your written plan to the letter. When on the way, Do not allow the subconscious temptation to take a shortcut or deviate in any manner from the route first planned. This exercise appears absurdly simple, but it will cultivate the faculty of determination to a remarkable degree. Repeat as often as possible, at least daily, for 10 days, then note the results. Exercise number 5. With paper and pencil before you, bring to mind one of your desires, something which you have long wished for. Write it down. Concentrate on this one idea. Write down step by step just what you would do to accomplish this aim. Use your imagination and reasoning faculties. Let each step be in logical sequence to the one before, and don't write it down until you are sure you are right. First, write down your desires, then write down in detail, step by step, just what you would do to acquire it. Don't ever let the idea enter your mind, "I couldn't do that." Make your plan possible and logical, and imagine that you have the power to do everything you write down. Concentrate on the accomplishment of your aim. Repeat this daily for a week, using a different idea each day. Then, at the end of that time, go back to the first written plan and see if you can improve it. The chances are you can. It is this kind of concentration that has made our so-called captains of industry. For a well-thought-out, concentrated plan, backed by ambition, determination, and power of will, can but bring about your sure success.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.